yesterday we were discussing about some pastimes of Shiva's Thakur. Today we talk about Ganadhara and some of the other Shakti Tattvas. Chaitanya Bhagavat, they say, Jayo Jayo Mahaprabhu Gaura Sundara. Jayo Jagannath Putra Mahamaheshwar. Jaya Nityananda Gadadhara Rajiva. Jaya Jaya Advaita Adi Bhakti Rasa. Bhagavata When Lord Chaitanya was manifesting his divine Pandit pastimes, and he was very expert at defeating people in arguments, in logic, in reason. I'm okay, that's everybody else. That's the blow on everybody else. He'd walk on the street, and pundits, before they would walk out of their house, they would look. Is the coast clear? No, Nimai Pandit. Because if I happen to bump into Nimai Pandit, it's, Are! My dear friend, Panditji, come here, I have a question for you. Okay, turn it on the rotation mode. Then he may ask them any questions. It may be a very simple question, but that was just the basis for the discussion. Whatever they would say, we can defeat it. After defeating it, we could reestablish it. There was no what you said was correct. I said wasn't correct for this reason. They go back and forth like that, defeating and undefeating, using logic, reason, and Shastra. People are thinking, I mean, he's some kind of a demigod, or is he some kind of Mahapurush, or some great personality? And everybody would see him, and they would be so attracted. He would also, it wasn't that he was very kind and respectful in his argumentation. He would smash you with a smile. And he would make, even after, he would make people feel good about it. He would always give them some escape route. But he was like, he knew who was in control. So he would humble all the pundits. So where did he get so much learning? Because he didn't know every shastra, everything. I mean, this knows all the shastras by heart. He can quote any scripture. So one day, he was walking down the road. And this day, Gadadhar Prabhu, he walked out of his house without looking first, without checking the way. And they looked, oh no, Nimai Pandit! So he's looking, where can I escape from before he can escape. But hey, get out of here. Why are you always trying to escape from me? Since you're always hiding and avoiding me. Where are you studying? You didn't join my Sanskrit school. And he said, well, you know, I'm studying, your school is mainly about grammar. I'm studying poetry, kavi. Well, we know something about poetry also, you know. What is good poetry if it's bad grammar? So you have to know grammar and then you can know poetry. So maybe you can explain to me, what is liberation? According to Sadhu Shastra Guru, he said, liberation, everyone knows it means to be freed from all the suffering. Is that all it means? Maybe you should study some more. Tomorrow we can discuss some more. But since one time we met and he said, so good on how to sell your knowing poetry. So why don't you compose some poetry for me? I'd like to hear your poetry. And then I get that, and he grabs him by the hand, you know, so happy to see you, Vidana. So please tell me some poetry that you've learned, you know. And he said, if I could just escape. And then, if he repeated some poetry, then Lord Chaitanya said, what's the defects in your poetry? What's the good points? You can tear it apart. So why don't you come and join our school? We'll teach you good poetry. So eventually, it seems he got Gadadhar too. So when Lord Chaitanya would go by the, he'd walk to the town and everyone would respect him. So he was a reigning pundit. So people would come up and offer him flower garlands, offer him clothing. The brahmanas were getting dakshina from the other castes. So since he was a lead brahmana, so he could get almost everything for free. One day he is walking along and he met one astrologer. So he said, dear astrologer, you are knower of all things. You know past, present, and future. Can you tell me what was I in my previous birth? Here, you can see my hand. So this astrologer was a bit of a psychic, a mystic. He would chant Gopal mantras and go in meditation. He could see things. So he chanted his Gopal mantra and went into the meditation to see what was this person in his previous life. But to his surprise, he started to see images of different incarnations. Braha, Matsya, the fish incarnation, the boar incarnation, Narasingha, Ramchandra, Krishna, his own Ishtadeva, Gopal. He couldn't believe, what am I seeing? What's happening, you know? I don't understand any of this. And Lord said, what's going on? Well, tell me, what am I in my previous life? What do you see? And the guy jumps up and says, I don't know, some problem to the... I can't say, I can't figure it out. But actually what he was seeing was the truth. But it was so amazing that didn't compute. Dobro Prajalabad. So incarnation of Satyabhama was, well, let me finish. Satyabhama was Jagadananda Pandit. He once had some disagreement with Nimai, and got angry. He went and sat by the side of the Ganges. So he didn't come back that night. So Nimai inquired at his house, you know, did Jagadananda Pandit come back? His noise not back. So he went out by the side of the Ganges. Jagadananda! Jagadananda! And then finally he found them there sitting. So what are you doing here, sitting in the dark in this dangerous place, side of the Ganges in the night? Well, you're not going home. Jennifer, what are you doing coming out here barefoot? This another dip has many stones in the road. You heard? Have any of you noticed there's stones in the roads? Huh? Yeah, but even then they have stones, but I don't think they have the tar roads with so many stones, but still they have a few stones. So check it in the pond, it was inquiring in that way. Then Lord Chaitanya, he was insisting that he should come. He'd be so charming in his discussion that he would melt the anger of Jagannatha Pandit, and he had to come back. But Lord Chaitanya was preaching, was not preaching, when he was the Sildimai Pandit. He would go by the side of the Ganges with all of his students. And it said that he looked just like the moon, surrounded by stars. By one moon surrounded by many moons. He was so beautiful. There were all these hundreds and thousands of students. All with tilak. Even then, as he might find it, if any student came without tilak, then he would chastise. Bhakta Gopal, whatever it is. Stand up. Where is your tilak? That means, did you not take your bath this morning? If you took your bath, did you do your tilak? After tilak, that means you didn't do your pujas. You didn't worship the deity. How can you come to class without bathing, without doing puja, without worshiping? What kind of Brahminical culture is this? You go home, take your bath, worship your deities, put on your tilak. Without wearing tilak, the forehead is like slaughterhouse, or sometimes it's a crematorium. Mayapur is such a place, and anywhere else in the world, if you wear tilak, everybody looks at you. Here, everybody looks at you if you don't wear tilak. Where does this person come from? Why not tilak? So people would come by and they would see. He might find it with his students chanting their mantras and going through their classes. And it was so beautiful to see. And he always liked to be by the Ganges. It was his trademark. His classes were by the Ganges. So Lord Chaitanya gave lots of mercy to the Ganga. One day, when Lord Chaitanya was walking, he met a devotee, he met a Vaishnava, you know, an older Vaishnava. And they said, Nimai, what is the use of all this argumentation? What is the use of this dry vidya, knowledge, if it's not used in the service of Krishna? Then Nimai would say, thank you, please bless me, that one day I can understand all this, that I can also get Krishna bhakti. Please go see how I can pray for me and bless me that one day I can also understand this. When I get the association with the pure Vaishnavas, then I may have this understanding. So thank you so much for wishing well to me like this. You are very kind. And then like, you know, he'd always charm them and put his maya, yoga maya over them. He didn't just, he wasn't ever rude. He was always a gentleman. He treated the Vaishnavas with great respect. And even when he defeated people, they felt good about it. And in their heart, maybe the mind, the false ego or something, you know, the Pandas had this. But somehow in their heart, everyone was happy to see, in one sense, to be with him. He left them with that impression. Just like Krishna, when he was a child, he would be stealing the butter. And everybody would complain about it. But they liked to talk about Krishna. That was their pastime. So at different stages, young period, Nimai would be doing useful proclivities and Ganges and things. And then in the older time, he would be Nimai Pandit. He'd be defeating everybody. But somehow when people were with him, in their heart they felt some kind of happiness. Although their mind and everything, they go through all these different changes. Then Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan movement. His students became a part of the Sankirtan movement. When he came back from Kanainachala, from Gaya after his initiation, then when he was giving classes, he kept talking about Krishna. Everything he said was connected to Krishna. So the students, so he was more interested in talking about Krishna than going and just smashing other pundits. So they are worried about him, that maybe now he's lost his edge. He's changed. He's no longer the same Nimai Pandit. So they went to his Sanskrit teacher and told that we're worried about Nimai Pandit. He seems to have changed. So Ganga Das Pandit, Lord Chaitanya Sanskrit guru, approached him and asked, "What is this? I've heard, Nimai Pandit, you lost your pundit edge. You're no longer able to defeat people." And who said, "I can defeat any pundit? I can defeat them, I can take their argument, I can smash it, I can reestablish it, I can smash it again, I can reestablish. I'm the same Nimai Pandit. Look at, I'll go and show you." So I went out to the street. So let the first pundit come and I'll show you. But just so happened that the first pundit to come was the incarnation of Parvat Muni, Sri Ram Pandit, the younger brother of Shivas. And he came singing bhajans. He was singing a bhajan about Krishna being so merciful, about Krishna delivering Putana, and how Putana, just because she showed a little affection as his mother for the purpose of cheating Mother Yasoda to feed him poison, but because she showed the motherly affection, "Oh, beautiful baby, you're so nice. Coochie, coochie, coo. Take my milk." But she, so even as an actress, just as a very good actress, she was showing some affection, but just for that much, just because she showed some affection, even if it was so artificial. Maybe in her heart she felt something, that this child is very beautiful. Too bad I have to kill him. So Krishna perfectly reciprocated for the attempt to kill him. He killed her. But for the show of affection, he elevated her to a position of motherhood in spiritual world. So this meant a witch, a baby killer, for showing a little affection, could be liberated to the spiritual world. So what if somebody really trying to serve Krishna, trying to show some affection to Krishna, would Krishna leave sincere devotees back in the material world? So Krishna promises to reciprocate with our devotion. Jai Jatam Bhang for Pandyam Teta, Sridhaiva Vajamyam. So somehow this realization of Krishna's unlimited mercy was so powerful on Lord Chaitanya that he got overwhelmed in ecstasy. If this pastime, this particular leela, seems to show an extreme side of Krishna's mercy. Like, if there's anyone who didn't deserve to get mercy for showing some affection, it was definitely Putin that would be qualified. So if she could get the mercy, then what to speak of? You know, it's like she's the worst example of someone getting the mercy. So she got it. There's the hope open for everybody else. Because you can't hardly imagine anyone worse than she was. But she showed some affection to Krishna. So we can show a little affection, little devotion to Krishna, and then surely Krishna's not going to forget us. So Lord Chaitanya, he felt this extreme separation of Krishna, and Krishna is so merciful, and I'm such a rascal that I don't have any devotion to Krishna. You know, like I'm worse than Putana. I mean, put on a show. Something, it's inconceivable, but somehow he ended up rolling in the ground, crying for Krishna, that Krishna is so merciful, he's so wonderful. And like all the students are looking down and saying, oh no. It's not the same anymore. So then Lord Chaitanya, getting his composure, he called the students and he told them, called by the swell, where do you think he went? Well, they always went by the side of the Ganges. And he told them that this is the situation. Now that I got initiated, I realized that the highest truth is Krishna. He is Param Brahma. So when I understood that the highest truth is Krishna, and I'm your teacher, how can I give you less than the best? Less than the real truth that I know. So if I can't be dishonest with you anymore, I know now that Krishna, so I'm going to obviously be teaching things in relation to Krishna. But if you feel that it's not what you want, you join my Sanskrit college for some other purpose, then I give you permission that you can leave me. Seems that the student-teacher relationship was a guru-disciple type of relationship. Although it was a siksha relationship, he wasn't a diksha guru, he was some kind of a pandit guru. But if they joined his school, they were obliged to stay with him. They couldn't just go off to somewhere. If they did, they would be held, you know, responsible for that. So then he was now freeing them, so they could go and find another Sanskrit guru, Sanskrit teacher, if they wanted. But the least student, they stood up and said, you see, my lord, dear Nimai, dear Pandit Guruji, you're always giving us the best of knowledge. Our toll is the best in the toll means what they call Sanskrit school. Ours is the best in Abadi. Best students, best knowledge. You've always given us the best. If you say that Krishna is Samabhona, he is absolute truth and this is the best, we're not going to leave you. We're going to stick with you. But you can't blame us because you never taught us like this before. So naturally it's a shock for us. Now you're telling us about Nama Sankirtan that we should chant. But we never knew about this chanting before. So now you have to bring someone and teach us how it goes. What do you do? We don't know. Get some Vaishnava to show us how you do kirtan. So they brought some senior Vaishnavas to come and teach them how to do Harinam, Sankirtan, by the side of the Ganges. So like this, Lord Chaitanya got the best of the students, because they're all his students. So I sometimes tell when we do university programs that Lord Chaitanya's movement started off as primarily a student movement. there weren't that many Vaishnavas. There were like the Chivas, you know, but there was a handful of Vaishnavas. This whole town was all Pandits and Smartas and demigod worshippers and very few Vaishnavas. So when Lord Chaitanya, who had thousands of students, the best students, the cream, when he became Vaishnava, in terms of, I mean, before he was religious, he was just worship Vishnu, but as a Brahmana, not like, not to the extent of pure bhakti, just in a formal way, initially. That's the lila he showed. And then he got all the students to become pure Vaishnavas. And the Sankirtan movement started Shivas's house. But Radha Prabhu was there. He was part of the Kirtan. And one day, Lord Chaitanya, he started crying out, Pundarik! 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 So everybody was on, why is he shouting Pundarik? But since Lord Chaitanya did so many amazing things, it wasn't like, Pundarik is the name of Lord Krishna, so maybe just calling for Krishna is lotus eyed, but actually he was calling for his devotee, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was, had just arrived into Navadvip. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a land, was a Brahmin. His parents, by their learning and Brahminical astuteness and purity, were so respected by the king that he gave them some villages to be the landlord for, so that the income from the land rent of the villagers would pay for his Brahminical duties. Sometimes generals would be made lords, or brahmanas would be made lords. And there was a time of feudal India, and everybody had to pay tax, and the way, and the tax would go through these lords. So that means that his father became an aristocrat, like a baron, lord, whatever. He was a Brahminical aristocrat. But nonetheless, he had all the social clout of a landlord, Zamindar, they would call in Bengali. When Pundarik would travel around, he'd go by palanquin. Rich people in those days, they'd be carried by bearers, like we read about King Prachinabani, who was being carried, and there was Jorabharata sitting on the side to be carried along. So Vaishnavas don't normally travel like that, just kind of walk on foot. But he was a landlord Vaishnava. He goes, somehow he just cut the profile as a landlord, mainly to just keep a peace, because he was so soft-hearted and he was so loving and he was so, he didn't want to be bothered. And so people, if he was too accessible, being a landlord, being a rich person, then they're all going to harass him for stuff. This one way that rich people keep their privacy is by this kind of aura of aloofness from everything. So he was cutting the profile as a rich person, but, and so nobody knew. Not, hardly anybody knew that who he really was. But he was so much a great lover of Krishna. People just tend to keep their distance, okay? He's so rich guy going by, you know. Nobody bother him, you know. Just, so he could chant his rounds in peace and read his Shastra. He was vastly learned. That's why he got the title Vidyanidhi. And So Mukunda Datta, who's also from that part of the Putting Dignity, comes from a place near Chittagong, in the district of Chittagong, which is now in Bangladesh. Anybody here from Chittagong? It's in a near a small town called Hatazari, in the village of Mikla. And the birthplace of Pundarik is there. And nearby to that, about 20 kilometers away, come Mukunda Datta and Vasudev Datta. I'm both very close associates of Lord Chaitanya. So Mukunda Datta told the Gadadhar, we'd like to meet up here, devotee. It's a friend of mine. So who wouldn't want to meet a pure devotee, right? Somebody else wanted to meet a pure devotee? Okay. So they went to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Well, Gadadhar was expecting to see maybe some kind of a renunciate or sadhu or someone chanting his japa. But instead he goes and sees Pundarik Vidyanidhi is like in a really plush, opulent living facility, tapestries on the wall, big brass and lamps like we use for Darshanga days. It wasn't electricity, but most people maybe use some simple, really opulent lamps, multiple lights, silken cushions, bolster pillows, and arena. There were two assistants putting scented oil in his hair, rubbing it in. Two others were fanning him with shamaras. Sagadara is saying, where am I, you know? This is not the profile he expected from, you know, a pure devotee. This seems like a sense gratification. So you gotta be careful sometimes to jump to conclusions. All these devotees wanted to serve Pundarik. He wasn't attached to these things. This is just kind of a profile he was presenting to the world, but he was fully absorbed always in Krishna, so feeling the tenseness of Gadadhar, and Mukunda Datta started to do a kirtan. He also did the same kirtan, maybe not on the same one, but the same topic, about Putana, of Krishna's mercy. That one seems to really get the people's hearts, so this one got Pundarik. And he started to feel like Krishna is so merciful. I mean, he's so merciful. He started feeling so much separation from Krishna that all his fancy silk shirt started ripping it and then feeling suffering. Krishna, Krishna! Krishna pulling his hair. And Mukunda kept singing more and more about Krishna. Pundarik was becoming more mad in ecstasy and separation, rolling in the ground, smashing over the lamps. The servants were trying to stop the place from falling on fire. The tapestry is, you know, destroyed. Gadadhar, he never saw anybody go into such ecstasy. This wasn't like a show. This was the real thing, like with Lord Chaitanya. He was just being, the more Mukunda sang about Krishna, the more he became just unbelievably mad in love of Krishna. And Gadadhar said, why would I blow it? I mean, that's not what the words he used, but that's what, how we would say it, right? Did I make a mistake? That he's such a pure devotee, and I thought he was a materialist. He just destroyed, you know, put the bill up, so many rupees worth, you know, all this, I mean, the whole room's finished. He's obviously so much attached to food. Like, you know, I used to have one auntie whenever I was a real wild kid when I was like 6 years old. I'd make a mess of everything. She'd cover all her furniture with white sheets. So I couldn't even, I had to sit on the floor, you know, because she was afraid I'd spill something on her furniture. You know, maybe normal people are a little attached to all their belongings. Just hearing about Krishna, they wouldn't go wild and start spilling stuff all over their furniture. So, and Gadadhar thought, well, I made this offense, and I thought that he was a materialist, but now I see he's so much attached to Krishna. How am I ever going to get forgiven for my aparad? So if you make the wrong value judgment on a devotee, it's a big impediment in our spiritual life. I think I have to become his disciple, because the guru always forgives his disciples. So if I become his disciple, then I'll be forgiven for my offense. So I'm going to say, well, let's discuss it with Lord Chaitanya. I mean, they went back and discussed with Lord Chaitanya and said, I think it's a good idea. Let Gadadhar take initiation from Pundarik. Pundarik is obviously older. And so it happens that Pundarik Vidyanidhi is the incarnation of Vrishabhanu Maharaj from Krishna Leela. Who's Vrishabhanu? Radharani's father. And who's Gadadhar? So Gaur Leela becomes his guru. Father of Radharani becomes the guru of Radharani's incarnation. The spiritual father. So Lord Chaitanya personally organized the initiation ceremony and performed it. The two were initiated. Of course, probably the most detailed exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar were more described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Lord Chaitanya was going to Vrindavan, and the Gadadhar wanted to go with him, or when Lord Chaitanya was traveling out of the of Jagannath Puri, and then Gadadhar wanted to go, but he had become a Kshatriya sannyasi. He was took a vow of staying in Sri Kshetra, not leaving the dham. What kind of sannyasa that stays in a particular dham? So when he got to the edge of the dham, the Lord Chaitanya told him, don't break your vow. He said, to hell with my vow, but I can't leave you. And he went on the boat and crossed the river, which was the border of Sri Kshetra. Went to the other side, and Lord Chaitanya, you proved your point. Your love for me is stronger than all your vows. But I can't let you do this. Neither can I let you travel with me. So now you proved your point, now you have to go back. And Gadadhar fainted, and many intimate exchanges. So, Gadadhar Prabhu was worshipping Toda Gopinath. You heard in the old days, so the original Toda Gopinath and Jagannath Puri was standing, but when Gadadhar was going to have another pujari come and do the worship, because he couldn't reach with the garlands, then Toda Gopinath sat down, so that he could continue to accept the worship of Gadadhar. Lord Chaitanya would regularly visit Toda Gopinath temple with Sri Gadadhar. Radharani had expressed a desire that in Krishna Leela she couldn't associate with Krishna publicly because she was a woman. That she wanted to be him because of the Parakya situation. So she wanted that the next pastime she can come as a man and she can be with Krishna as a friend, publicly associate with him. So this Chaitanya Leela, her desire was fulfilled. She could come as Gadadhar Pandit.
Since Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Radharani, so he was assisting Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya continued to take the role, even in the mood of Radharani. A few things on Gadadhar Prabhu. I think the deities must have left for the boat festival, and at 6:30 I have a congregational awards night. We're going to show some audio of this show and then give out awards, and hope that everybody who is involved or who will come there for the congregational awards night. Sachinanda Maharaj said he'd also come and speak, and we'll hear from different devotees. This is the growing preaching in the world, as most of our devotees are. How many of the devotees here live in a temple? So how many are serving Krishna from their homes? This is the situation we're in today. It's like that all over the world. Most of our devotees are practicing Krishna consciousness from their home. So we need your help to make an organized, systematic approach of engaging all the devotees who are serving from their home. Hope you all come and lend your support for the program. Bring your friends. Here's some nice realization. And also show you the report I made to the GBC for 2004. And so this 2005 GBC meeting. So you can see what's the state of some highlights around the world of congregational development. Quick 20-minute, half-hour show. So I'm going to be there on time for a change. That's why today we were supposed to start at 4:30, but I think the devotees been reading the book every day, it's sometimes a little different. Tomorrow we go to the Shantipur Festival. There'll be another class after the Shantipur Festival. And then I'll go in there at 7 o'clock. I'll be at the Book Distribution Awards night, helping Vijay Prabhu. So thank you for your patience.